So we have a little technical difficulty, so I'm going to talk a little bit about Cheryl while we fix the fact that I failed to turn her microphone on. I put it on, but didn't turn it on, so my apologies. So Reverend Cheryl is here to talk to us today. I'm going to tell you there is nothing quite as exciting as having you come and join us. So please come on up here. Welcome, Reverend Cheryl Hawkins. Doesn't get any better than this.
Okay, Dana. You're my friend. You make sure that this mic is turned off before I go to the bathroom. I'm just saying. The title of my lesson is Wake Up and Dream. That's cool, wasn't it?
Cool.
I know. So when I do my talks, I like everybody to be on the same page I'm on. So I'm going to start at the beginning. I want you to get on my page. And my page is the truth. There is one power, and that's all. This power is whole, perfect, and complete. This power is life itself. Amen. This power is present everywhere, all at the same time. It knows everything, and it is the power that exists in all life. This power is love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, and prosperity. Now, why did I start here? Because today I'm talking about dreams. And it's important for you to know that this power that I opened up talking about is the substance that all dreams are made of. I get an amen, hallelujah, on that one. You know, when I think about this, I'm reminded of a song that Eddie Watkins sang when he came here to visit and do a concert. And the name of the song is, I Am the Place Where God Shows Up. I love that. In the song, he asked himself, am I strong enough to bear the burdens that sometimes comes in this thing called life? Am I wise enough to make the right decisions when I'm standing in the fork of the road? He says, sometimes I wonder and I ponder only to realize I am not alone and that there is nothing I have to do on my own. He said, because I am the place where God lives, moves, breathes, and has his being. Now I can get an amen, hallelujah. Yeah. I am the place where God showed up. I am the place, you are the place, and we all are the place where God showed up. What this song reminds me of is that I am the place where the power is operating from. This one power that is all and everything centered itself in me and operates from here, this place. The good news is this not only centered itself here in me. This one power that can do all things is centered in you. And my objective today is to remind you that you are spirit in form. And this is what I love to remind myself. And without spirit, there is no form. You know, I put things right and intact where I can understand it and see it, make things real simple to me. Without spirit, there is no form. I am the individualization of spirit. I'm here to remind you that your purpose is this life experience. Your purpose in this life experience is to dream. To dream. Not the kinds of dreams that you go to sleep, close your eyes, and have one of those crazy dreams that you come back to me and say, Reverend Cheryl, I saw a whole lot of numbers and a whole lot of colors, and the elephant was flying. What does that mean? I have no idea. It's not the type of dream I'm talking about. I'm talking about the dreams that we have when we're awake, daydreams. We're here to dream, and then we're here to step into our dream. You know, oftentimes that people recognize me that I'm one of those people that run around catching people and asking them the question, what are you dreaming? What's your dream about? Don't raise your hand, but I can look up in here and tell I know so many of your dreams, because that's the question I like to ask people. But I recognize that the only reason we don't dream bigger and bring in new dreams is because we don't have the faith, the hold, the support, the reflect, that new dream. We don't have the faith. So today, we will be talking about faith. And considering we're in church, I guess it's a good place to talk about faith. Hebrews 11:1 tells us that faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. We need to recognize that there is something for us to do when we don't see the desire that we desire. But what often happens is people stop dreaming because they do not know how to pull it off. And that is why I'm here today. Dr. Holmes tells us in the textbook, when Jesus explained to his disciples that they had failed, the disciples had come back to Jesus and said, Jesus, I don't know what happened. There was a little boy that was sick, and we couldn't heal him. And Jesus said, that's because you lack faith. That's what he told his disciples. Hey, you lack faith. That's why you could not heal that boy. Ernest Holmes tells us as he talks about this story that when Jesus said this to the disciples, they were not happy about this statement. Hey, they were his disciples. What do you mean I have no faith? And Jesus said, and I'm going to ask you all a question, but when I ask you the question, please don't raise your hand. What I want you to do so I can see your answer, I just want you to bat your ass real fast. Nobody else has to know what answer you're giving. But Jesus said, he told them, you all don't have faith. And the disciples said, we do. We do have faith in God. And that sounds right, so get ready to blink. How many of you all have faith in God? Oh, you all are playing with me. Good answer. And then Jesus said to them, having faith in God is insufficient. That ain't enough. enough, Jesus told him. That ain't going to heal nobody. That ain't going to change nothing for you to believe in God. Jesus said you must have the faith of God. The faith of God is very different than having faith in God. I'm going to throw this in because it's here. When my sister girl Dana experienced her experience of cancer, and she called and she told me, and I asked her, "You know the truth of this?" I said, "You expecting God to heal you?" Dana looked at me, she said, "No, I've been to classes." She said, "No." She said, "Did something change since I was in class?" She said, "Oh no, I know that this has to come through me." Amen. Amen. Dana was clear that she could not get the desired dream done waiting for God to do it because she had faith in God. Dana had been to too many classes. She wasn't buying that. Dana said, "No, I got this. I know that this has to come through my belief." I said, "You got this?" Dana said, "I got this." A couple days later, I called Dana. "Hey, Dana, how you doing? I got this." You got this. She didn't have nothing to say to me except, "I got this." Week later, I called Dana. "If ain't nothing changed, if demonstration worked the way demonstration worked, I got this." And Dana walked her path through her desire to her dream. And then she stood in perfect health and said, "I learned what I studied." That's what she said. "I learned what I studied." She dealt with the issue having the faith of God. And it never fails. It never fails. Years ago, and even now, I chose my purpose. A lot of people walking around looking for their purpose. I chose my purpose. My purpose was to catch up with young people as fast as I could catch up with them and ask them the biggest question I could figure I could ask them, and that is, what's your dream? What's your dream? And the reason I did that is I wanted to get to these young minds before people that had stopped dreaming got to them and told them, "Stop dreaming, it doesn't work, it's just going to disappoint you." So my purpose was to get to them and tell them, your dream that you dream is impossible not to experience. And I listened to their dream because I love listening to people's dreams. There's a lot of energy in people's dreams. Now, all of you know, you come to me with a problem, that conversation ain't going to last long. Okay? You know, amen. But you come to me with a dream, it doesn't matter how fanciful it is, it doesn't matter how big other people think it is, you come to me with a dream, I'm going to listen to it and I'm going to say, "I'm backing you. Just stay in the belief." So I recognize that with young people, I had this. I mean, I'm so bad with young people that every place we go, my family better add some time to it, because if I meet up with somebody young, the people who know me, I have asked the question, "What's your dream?" I want to know the dream. I even went through Church's chicken drive-thru the other day, and a 16-year-old, I didn't know, he looked like he was 14, and I'm saying, "How old are you?" He said, "16. What was my question? "What's your dream? What's your dream?" And he was quick. I love when people answer the question quick, because then I know they've been thinking about it. He said, well, my dream is to stay here, work myself through junior college, get a scholarship to go through university, and then get my doctor's degree. He knew his dream. He knew he had a plan. He knew where he was going. I said, you're unstoppable. You're unstoppable. But then I recognized my purpose had to expand. Because I recognized I was bumping into people who had already experienced their initial dream and had stopped dreaming. Stop dreaming. What's your dream? I don't have any. What's next? I don't have any plans. And these are people, I recognize these were people who had experienced success in their life. And as I talked to them more, what I found out is they had stopped dreaming because they did not know. They did not know how the dream could come to pass. That's why I'm a dreamer. I am real clear how demonstrations demonstrate. I'm always in a dream. I'm always dreaming about my next experience. You know, and I would say to these people, they were a little older, and I said, you know, life doesn't just give you one dream. You do know spirit does not age. So why do you believe that you can't dream anymore? Why do you believe that you can't have your dreams anymore? You know, I recognize when we don't practice dreaming, when we don't practice demonstrating, we go someplace and sit down and just get old. And there's no reason for that because spirit has no age. I know how to manifest. I know how to manifest. That's my sister. Okay. You know, I recognized when I got ready to have my first house. It was scary. If you use faith to manifest your first house, and now you have a desire for four more houses, and I know people like this. I know people that have dreams that they want a house in every season that changes. Do I get amen on that? Amen. I know it. And people told them they couldn't do it because it was too big, too much. So the question would be, is it too big, too much for God? And everybody's going to say no. But people were afraid to dream bigger dreams because they didn't know how to pull it off. They forgot how to pull it off. If you had the faith to manifest the dream of one vacation a year, and now you have the desire, the dream, to take five vacations a year in 1 year, then how do you do that? If you had the faith to manifest a perfect job, and now you want to live the same lifestyle, with no job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do that? The faith that we use to manifest our first house is the same faith that we can use to manifest the next four houses. It's faith. Anybody that got one, you can have 16. There's no limits. You stepped into faith and you demonstrated. Our faith, which each manifests, we all manifest our own faith of understanding. Our faith outpictures what it is that we believe. And now it's our responsibility to grow this faith, deepen this faith. Jesus said you only need the faith of a mustard seed. So why would you need more faith to get four houses than you had to get one house? It's the idea believed in, manifested in form. That's all it is. And when we know that, we give ourselves the opportunity to dream. To dream. You know, that's what we are. We're dreamers. And spirit is the dream maker. You know, oftentimes I tell people I'm the dream listener. I listen to dreams. I love dreams. I love the energy of dreams. You know, most people don't know what they did to demonstrate what they have. You're here, you got a car, a house. Maybe you had a business. Maybe you had two houses. And you're walking around with it, but you really don't understand what you did to manifest it. You know, when I took my first cruise, the moment it was paid for and completed, I sat down and I had to recognize what had happened. And how did it happen? Because 5 years before that, I had wanted to take a cruise, and I didn't get on a ship. And here I was on this ship taking a cruise, and when it was over with, I wanted to know what happened different this time that hadn't happened before. And then I recognized what had happened. I had decided to take a cruise. Simple enough. I decided that nothing would get in the way of me taking a cruise. Now, see, that was different than before. I wasn't going to let anything get in my way. I stayed clear in my thinking. And then I said yes. I said yes to the cruise. How many of you all say yes to your dreams? Got to say yes to the dream. I said yes to it. And then I stood in that idea, I did not waver, and I did not move. And once I got clear about how this happened, how it happened that after 5 years of wishing and hoping for a cruise that I actually got on a ship, and now not only did I get on a ship and have fun, it was paid for already. Hallelujah, amen. And once I got clear about how it happened, I tied a bow on it. I tied a bow on that experience. I tied a bow on it because I wanted to have a focus point to remember how that happened. I tied a bow on it. I use the ribbon to remind me of how the law works, because that's all I did. I just used the law the way the law works, and bam, I got the tie ribbon on it. A few years later, I took 3 vacations in 1 year. Now, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that when you dream and you allow and you say yes and you use the law the way the law works, you demonstrate. your dreams come true. So the next year, I took 4 vacations. And then the next year, I decided to take a 9-day trip into the Mediterranean cruise, 2 trips into California, a family reunion in Texas, and a trip to Egypt. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything was paid for. Because when I planned the trip in the idea was paid in full. I stood, I didn't waver, and I grew me some faith. And each time I used a ribbon, each time, each trip, I used a ribbon to remind myself how the law works. And each time I used it, my faith deepened and my faith grew. The fact that it was deepening and growing enabled me to embody even more good. This ain't 2 ribbons. If I had more time, I would have put them on my toes. See, these ribbons are to remind me to trust the law. When so many people ask me how I would add new dreams into my life, I remember how it happened in the beginning. I said yes.
Yes.
I stood in that idea. I did not waver. I did not move. And the reason I was able to do it again and again and again and again was because I had taken the time to tie a ribbon around the experience to remind me how the law works.
Amen.
Doesn't just work for me, although I have to admit it's pretty good in my life. I'm just saying. You know, this law, this power, this one power, it worked the same way when I manifested my first career. Now, again, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you what I know this law can do, and I know how to make it work because it has been written how it works. So I'm just telling you, I work it. I made a decision to be a barber. I said yes to it. I stood in that idea. I saw it completed. I did not waver. I stood. So I became a master barber. And I tied a ribbon around that experience so I could remember how the law works. I always get clear. Before I tie the ribbon around the experience, I get clear, very clear. How did this happen? Now, somebody could tell me I'm just lucky and was born under a good star. But I can't use that for this. That won't do me any good for this. I had to go into myself and recognize who I am and use the power the way that it works. And with each experience, with each demonstration, I got deeper in my faith and greater in my understanding. And then it just gets easier and easier and easier. For my second career, I decided to become a registered nurse. Why not? Spirit knows how to do it. Now, I need you all to recognize, you know I'm dyslexic, okay? So Spirit had to do some rocking and rolling, but I had made a decision. I said yes. I did not move. I did not wiggle. I stood firm, and Spirit had to find a way to get me through, because that's what Spirit does. This is the house that God stands in, and I trust it. I said yes to it. I stood in the idea. I saw it completed. I did not waver. I became a graduate nurse, RN. I used the same ribbon concept, and with each demonstration, my faith grew stronger. And then I just said, okay, let's be an auditor. Oh, let's be a practitioner. Oh, let's be a minister. Oh, let's retire. The same thing works with the homes I bought. I'm not bragging. This is the way Spirit is open to work for all of us. I bought a 4-flat. And once I got clear about how this happened, because it was really a wonderful experience, there was nowhere in the world I could figure out how it could have happened other than Spirit. Just to let you know, when I decided to get a 4-flat, everybody told me where I wanted to buy the 4-flat, that I couldn't afford it, and it wasn't going to go on the market because that area is sold so quick, you would never see it on the market. They didn't know my spirit. They didn't know how faith works. And I told the person who was working me, if you can't believe with me, then you will not be able to work with me. Because I need somebody that can see beyond what's written on paper. See beyond what the rules say at the bank. See beyond anything and everything other than me being in my 4-flat building with ease and joy. Interest rate went down. I was able to afford it. Bam! Hey. What did that do? What that did for me is to know it does not matter what other people say, it's what I say on this mountain. On this mountain. This mountain belongs to me. This mountain is God all over here saying, yes, my beloved. Yes, my beloved. And I keep a list. Okay, put this on the list. Put this on my God list. Put this on my God list. Because I like living big. It's not that God loves me better. I just learned how the law works. What I found is I brought in a new dream, and God fulfilled it. And I brought in another dream, and God fulfilled it. What I found is that my faith continued to deepen and grow. So I'm telling you, it's not a good thing not to dream. It's not a good thing to stop dreaming. It's not a good thing to stop. Because you're dreaming about something. You got some ideas about something. I stay clear and direct in what it is I want to experience. I don't like other people's unbelieving ideas bumping into my life. I have to stay clear. So my faith continued as I kept dreaming. And then I began to understand what Jesus really meant when he talked about moving from faith in God to the faith of God. This is the place where God lives. When I think, God thinks. When I dream, God makes it happen. My level of faith is so far beyond where it was when I entered this teaching because I practiced it. In truth, the universe doesn't know the difference between one vacation and five vacations, one house or five houses, one career or five careers. What it does is supports our faith. Dr. Holmes tells us in the textbook, faith is centered in and cooperates with divine mind. Because we fail to realize that principle is not bound by precedent. Precedence. We stop dreaming. I recognize it does not matter to me what happened yesterday. I'm dreaming in today. I'm dreaming in today. It doesn't matter that I didn't even know it could exist yesterday. Today, I stand in the power that I am. I love demonstrating. I love experiencing faith. I love living a no-limit life. I love understanding that this mountain belongs to me. This is spirit. Individualized. I am spirit individualized, and this mountain, I don't own none of that. I don't own none of that. But this mountain I owe. And when I say, be ye removed from this mountain, there ain't nothing that's going to keep it here. Because I know how law works. We need to wake up. There's no reason for us to be asleep when all this joy and love and happiness is ready to play with us. We don't get too old. We're not too young. We are all able to live a fantastic life. Why? Because this is the place where God lives, moves, and has his being. This is the place where God showed up. And I am delighted that it did. Amen. It's time for all of us to wake up and dream. Put energy in the dream. Think of the impossible and know that it is possible. It's time for each of us to wake up and dream. And while you're at it, tie a ribbon around this lesson, because life doesn't give you just one dream. When you know how to dream, life gives you all your dreams. And so it is. Yes. I thank my sister for tying my bows. I may keep them forever. Okay. Right here, right now, I recognize that there is a power that is all love, a power that stepped into each one of us simply so it could experience the life that it is. This power is everything. But this power needs the physical form to experience all physical experiences. And this power is delighted and able to pull off any and every dream we have. Amen. Hallelujah. This power needs us so it can experience itself. This power needs us to swim in a swimming pool, to walk through a house, to make coffee in a house. This power, this spirit, it needs form to experience the life that it is. And this power created us simply for us to say yes to our dreams so it could say it is done. I am so grateful. There is nothing I can do to stop being the power that I am. The oneness of this power is nothing I can do. It's nothing I can say. It's nothing that I can think of to change that I am the power of one. It's nothing I can do to change that. But when I think correctly, when I know that the dreams that I have are possible, and not only possible, but they're ready to take form right now. When I know that, I get to live a more joyful, a more fun, a more peaceful, a more prosperous, a more healthy life. When I know that this power will never leave me or forsake me, because I am it and it is me forever and ever and ever. It delights me. I look forward to tying many, 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 many more bows. I look forward to dreaming dreams that I couldn't even imagine today, but when I take the step to dream a bigger dream today, then I get to see the possibilities of a bigger dream tomorrow. I step up in my Godhood. I live whole, perfect, and complete in my Godhood. And the only thing I have to say is yes. 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 And it says, it is done, my beloved. And in this, I'm so grateful. In this, I stand. In this, I will not forget how this power works. And I am delighted to remind each and every one of you in every moment of the day that you are a dreamer. Tell me your dream. Let me believe with you in your dream. Let me stand with you in your dream. We dream, and there's one power that is all fulfills the dream. And in this, it is done. And I give thanks to this, and together we say, and so it is.